Teisha Chanuyos. Okay, we'll first read the Mechaber. That's always a good start. So it's Sif Gimel in Kuf Yud. Teisha Chanuyos Mokros Boso Shchuto. The Achas Mocheres Boso Nevelo. So we know exactly where everything is. You know, there's no hanky-panky going on here. We know that this guy is selling treif and Nevelo, and this guy, these other nine guys are selling kosher meat. Lokach Meachas Meveno Yodea Meezemen Lokach. He doesn't know where he bought the meat. Is Areza Osir Shekol. Just hang in there. Shekol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzidon. Yavol Boso Shenimtsa Hanimtsa Beshuk. Obiad goy muta. Why? Kevin Shirov Hakanuyos Mokros Posashkuta called the parish Miruba Parish Zeudin Torah. Okay. Now as far as the Drabonas are concerned, that's a different story, and I don't want to confuse myself. Tafasta Miruba lo tafasta. I mean, obviously if you find it biad goy, you have a problem of Bosash and Salamina Ayan, that's another sugya unto itself. What we want to focus our attention on is the Shach. The Shach here is in Sif Katon Yudalit. Kosaf Ra'ah B'Sefer Berek Abayis, and you may or may not remember that we touched on this in the past. Dehu Adin, the same law of Kavu applies in a different scenario. What's the scenario? Im Hayu Be'ir Eser Chanuyos Muchzakos Lanu Kulon Bebasa Shchutu. We have no reason to believe that anybody here in this town is selling anything but kosher meat. V'lokach miachas mehen, and you know he doesn't even pay attention which store he went into. Any odea meiza, he doesn't know which chanus he went to. Why should he be careful about it? You can't cancel him for doing anything wrong. But v'acharkach nisbaral on alone, behold, we find out sha'achas meachanuyos ha'elu basar nevela, sells basar nevela. Says the Ra'os. This is a case of kol kavua kemechzal mechzedomi. Why is that so? The lodomi lepirish. I mean, after all, he's got a piece of meat on his table, and he has to know where it came from. Which store did it come from? That should be a case of nimtza, and we should apply the principle kol to parish meruba parish. He says you got to go back to the late asasofik. He says ain toldos asofik. The latest asofik is not mitzad atzma, from the chaticha itself. It's not like you find a random piece of meat and you want to know where that meat came from. I call this in the chefta. You know, the asofik is in the chefta. El mitzad breiras achanuyos, meaning our problem here is what store did he go into? You know, clearly, if we could know the answer to that question, we would know what the nature of the meat is. Shenis bara achshav. Now we know what we didn't know before. Sha'achas mi'an asura umitoch kach nolad ba sofek al osa shah. Even though now I'm looking at the chaticha, but the late asas sofek is that hour, that moment of time when he went into the store. If I only would know which store he went into. Shahaya pirsha biyad halokech mi'an, because now he took it out as a lokech, as a buyer. It's not that he finds a random piece of meat. He bought this meat. Now ask yourself the question, well, what store did he go into to buy the meat? That exactly is the rub. Therein lies the rub of the safek. V'im kein, safek ze'enu mechudosh. It's not a new safek that came into existence when we look at this piece of meat, we find the meat, and we don't know where this meat came from. Elagili milsa bi'alma, who says the Ra'ah. You know, now we know what we didn't know before, that the safek really is not on the chaticha, but really on the chanus. Shetchilos ayanela mimenu. We didn't know about this chanus amongst the ten, right? Chayasover shekula mutaros. Ukshin is barashehi asura. Now that we know that one of the stores is indeed selling nevela, igloy milsum afreya, we now know shebishas mekach. From the time that he bought the meat and he went into one of these stores, Chaticha Zu, Kishe Pirshavien, when it was removed from the store, Ba'osa Shai, a Safek Shalah, there was really a Safek because he didn't know which store he went into. Vizeh Bar Adkan Shalah. The logic, I think, of the Ra'ah is very, very compelling. And you have to admit that this is not a suffix of pirish. This is not a suffix on the meat. Again, you may not have known about it, But you went into one of 10 stores. Had you only known which store you went into, we would know the exact identity of the meat, whether it's kosher or treif. So that the Glay Milsim Afreya principle should operate here, that the suffix really began from the moment that he stepped out of this store and doesn't remember which store he went into. Because again, as I reemphasize over and over again, if only he could tell us today which store he went into, we would know exactly what the meat is. Sure. Mashenkin, if I find a piece of meat on the street, I have no idea where it came from. Maybe an animal took it out, maybe a person took it out, maybe a guy took it out. It's called a parsh mubin parsh. Sammy?
The suffix not in the meat, the suffix in the store.
In the stores. Okay? Okay. Right. I would say it even a little differently. The suffix is in the gavra, I would say. Meaning,
he doesn't know
which store he went into. That's classical kol kavur kemechtzal mechtzedami. The ra'ah, if he was here in the room, would say there's no reason in the world to doubt that this is a case of kavur. You'll tell me, but he didn't know that one of the stores was selling treif. But that's not the point. That's irrelevant. We know now that the suffix was really chal already when he stepped out of the store. Which store did you go into? Oh, now the next word is critical. V'af. Why do I say v'af? According to, and this is where the pre-chadash is gonna go off the deep end. According to the Shach, the Af Harashba, meaning the Rashba is on the same page as the Ra'ah. Now, I point this out to you from the get-go because we're gonna have to read the Rashba very carefully as the Shach quotes him, because the pre-chadash should be in the back of our minds. He's gonna insist the pre-chadash that the Rashba disagrees with the Ra'ah. And you wouldn't say v'af. Let me read it to you. V'af harashba b'mishmeres abayis sham modelo bazeh means he confesses to the crime and he admits that the Ra'ah is correct. Okay, so this is going to be a bone of contention. In fact, the Shach is going to be the minority view here. The majority of the Achronim are going to assume that the Rashba disagrees with the Ra'ah, but that's classified information. We'll get to the pre-chadash of Mitzvah Hashem.
Do we have the Rashba?
I don't have the Rashba. You know, a real scholarship would require that we go through the Rashba. But he quotes the Rashba verbatim. So I'm gonna assume. And again, the pre-chadash doesn't have a different quote of the Rashba.
It's not understandable.
So you mean,
right, the pre-chadash has a different understanding of the Rashba. Oh. Ella. And again, he's about to quote the Rashba, but not yet. We're not yet ready for the quote of the Rashba. He says, Ella Shemachalik Sham. Now, what that phrase means, Shemachalik Sham, means that he accepts the Rashba, accepts the Ra'ah, but he makes a distinction in one case. In other words, there's one case where the Rashba is gonna say this is the exception to the rule and the Ra'ah's principle doesn't apply. But fundamentally, he's on the same page as the Ra'ah. The Rashba embraces the Shitas HaRa'ah, and that means that we should really go back to the latest HaSofek, you know, the original Sofek. Ooh, this is awful. Okay. Ubir Dvarov Shebetoris Habayis She'etikon HaMechaber B'Sif Hei. So let's just put our finger here on this comma, if you have a comma, I don't know if you have one, and let's look at the Mechaber in Sif Hei, because the Mechaber quotes the Rashba verbatim. Misha Lokach. In fact, if you take a look at this little Ches over, I don't know if you have it, that's the Be'er Agola. The Be'er Agola tells you that this is the Tur B'Shem HaRashba. Okay, everybody's quoting the Rashba here. Misha Lokach Basar Me'amakolin. Okay, he went to the butchery and he bought meat. Okay, now the next few words are very confusing and I don't know if I'll ever get to understand them. V'afilu Chaticha Ruilis Kaveh. Okay, so let's bracket that for, because otherwise we're not going to get anywhere here. V'nimtzeis treifa v'makolin. Okay, now watch what happens here. We know exactly which store got the treifa. We know exactly which store he went into, but we're not sure if he purchased the treifa, because the treifa is now mixed up with other pieces of meat. You know, imagine like there's a shipment of meat, right? And they think that all the meat is kosher, and they ship it off, and they, you know, the various makolin, you know, the butcheries, you know, they whatever, they pay the middleman and so forth.
That was in today's paper.
Really? Oh, I heard on the news this morning that there's been some sort of a scandal.
There's thing of meat, tree for meat that they put hechsher on, and it's being sold for Pesach.
Well,
that's what the Palestinians think? That was
Okay. So maybe at the end of this Shulchan Aruch and Shach will be able to paskin whether we're allowed to buy meat for Pesach this year. Otherwise, we're going to be importing meat from Chutz Lawrence. Okay, fine. So what did I want to say? So again, he doesn't know whether the meat that he bought is the treifa piece of meat or not. Correct? Because somewhere in this whole shipment of meat, there is treifa. Okay, v'lo nodu chatichas ha-treifa. They can't identify which piece is treifa, because treifa meat looks identical to kosher meat. V'eino yedea me'eza lokach. Kol ma shalokom emakulin kodim shenitza treifa mutar. The Rashba says that if he purchased the meat before they found out this terrible news that treifa got mixed in, then he's allowed to eat that piece of meat. Why? Shalonafal asafik bekavua. That's interesting, right? Because look at the next line. He says, "Avaliachar shepiresh." I'm sorry. Shalonafal asafik bekavua el aliachar shepiresh. V'kevin sharov kosher is therefore mutter. Avol now likach mikan v'yelach. Let's say now he wants to go into one of the stores and buy a piece of meat. Asur. Okay, fine. So basically what the Rashba is doing is he's making a chiluk, and he says the following. If he bought the piece of meat and then he found out that the meat was, that in this store there was treifa meat that got mixed in, that's mutter because rov of the basur is kosher, we could apply the principle of nimtza. If, on the other hand, he wants to now go into the store and buy a piece of meat, that's called kavua. And kol kavua, kemetzal mechzedami.
Why are, I understand. Why is that kavua? So you have to look at the row of meat in that store. It's not a treifa store. You look at the row of meat.
So that's what I think the Shach is trying to explain. Let's go back to the Shach. The Shach says the following. Didafka kishenolad. Does everybody have the place? Yeah. Are you with me? Didafka kishenolad. Sofek treifa b'makolin. Kigon shenis arev treifa bein haksheros bechaticha rilus kabed olafilu vaday treifa v'lo noda ela ad achar shalokach. V'yesh sofek im hoisa havaday treifa makulin zu shalokach v'yesh shalokach. Okay, we're going to have to read this a few times over. Avol mikomakom yodea hu me'ezem akulin lokach. So it's absolutely clear in his mind which store he went into. Nimtza ein asafik mitzad breira sachanuyos. That's the line I think we have to underline. The suffix here is not which store did you go into. El she'eno yodea im lokach minakshero minatrefa. In Cain, Kevin Shaloka, Kodim Sheninzes a treifa, before it was revealed to us that there's treifa there, Loaz Lin and Bosar Haishaita, we're not going to go back to the original moment in which he bought from the store, because we know exactly which store he went into. Ela Bosar Hashta, we look at the moment now, Davi Pirish Memela, it's like a case where it came out by itself, so to speak, Vishari. Kain hu das arash v'shmer sabayis vidok. So again, before we get to the next line of Aval Arad, which is a new paragraph, let's just notice the following. What the Rashba is working overtime to, excuse me, starting in. What the Shach is working overtime to do, to accomplish, this is the Shach's goal, is to tell you that basically the Rashba accepts the Ra'a, except for the case where we knock out the Chanuyos. What do I mean? According to the Shach, the Rashba accepts the Ra'a. Why? I don't know which store I went into. It's true that that only occurs to me as an issue after I already bought. But what difference does that make? The latest HaSofik is, which store did you go into? If you can't answer that question, you can't be Machriya the Sofik. If you can't answer that question, we know exactly what the meat is. Because we know that this store is selling trefa exclusively, and the rest of the 9 bookshops are selling kosher meat. So just Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, you have amnesia, you know, get your act together, tell me which store it is. That's called the Sofik B'Chanuyos. And the Ra'a is right, and the Rashba never doubts the Ra'a. If the Sofik is in Chanuyos, that's called the Kavua Kemetzal Mechza. Says the Shach, where does the Rashba find an exception to the rule? When, again, let's go back to that phrase, Kishe'en HaSofik Mitzad Breiras HaChanuyos, meaning, if we know exactly which store he went into, but the Sofik is, did he walk out of the store with trefa meat or with kosher meat? That's where the Rashba says Ad Kan, meaning I'm not going to accept the Ra'a in this case, because this is an exception to the case. The rule of the Rashba that allows me and forces me actually to go back to the latest HaSofik and ask, well, what did you walk out of the store with? Did you walk out with trefa meat or kosher meat? That's kavua. That applies when he doesn't know which store he went into. But if he knows exactly which store he went into, which by process of elimination leaves me with a suffix as to what the nature of this meat is, that's already a suffix in the Chatichos. If it's a suffix in the Chatichos, then the Rashba says that now I can apply the principle of Nimtza. Oh, what are you going to tell me? But wait a second. Go back to the moment. Let's turn the clock backwards. Iglai Milsim Afreya, when you went into the store, and you know which store you went into, did you buy trefa meat or kosher meat and tell me that that should be kavua? No, because that's a suffix in Chatichos.
It's a simple case of rov.
And therefore we apply the principle of rov. So again, let's just emphasize, because this is I'm setting us all up for the pre-Chadash, who's going to disagree in the way you read this Rashba. According to the Shach, the way to read the Rashba is, yes, the Ra'a is absolutely correct, but only because there is a Safek in Chanuyos. So it comes out now that if we summarize, we have 3 different scenarios. We've got A, B, and C. A is the classical case of Kol Kavu. It means, I know that there are 9 butcher shops, I know where the Trefa butcher shop, I go in, but I don't remember which one I went into. That's Kol Kavu, less by the poll. Scenario number 2 is, I and everyone else thinks that all 10 butcher shops are kosher. I walk in, I don't remember which one I went into, I bought meat, and now I find out, lo and behold, that one of the stores was selling trefa meat. That's going to be the Ra'a, and he's going to say, now it's a case of kavua, it's us. According to the Shach, the Rashba never questioned that premise of the Ra'a. Now we have scenario number 3. I know exactly which store I went into. My assumption when I went into the store is that all the meat in that store is kosher. Lo and behold, I find out later on that one of the pieces of meat in that store is treif. It got mixed up in the shipment, as we said. And now I don't know, did I buy that treif of meat or not? That's called a parish meruva parish. Says the Shach, the Rashba never questioned for a moment the premise of the Ra'a, that we always have to formulate the Safek in terms of the latest HaSafek, and for sure we could go back in time, but the Rashba adds one proviso: you go back in time when the Safek is in the Chanuyos. That's called Kol Kavu Kemechzal Mechza. But if the Sofik is not in the Chanuyos, I know exactly which Chanuyos I went into, then Eino Chinami, I have a Sofik in the Chatichos. And now let's add one point over here. The Rashba definitely says that if now at this moment, this is the confusing part of the Rashba, if now at this moment, in other words, after the Hoda'a was in the newspaper, they splashed on the scandal was out and the other thing, now I go into that store, then he says that's Kavua. And now we don't apply Rov. And that's a little confusing. Why? Because if the point of the Rashba was that we can say Goy Milsum Afreya, and the Ra'ah is right, and the Rashba agrees, but just we can only say Goy Milsum Afreya and apply Kol Kavua when it's a suffix in the Chanuyos, correct? Here says the Rashba, it's a suffix in the Chatichos. Then why would the Rashba be Machmir in the case where right now, and I've gotten the information, the inside scoop, and now I want to go into that store, I'm going to have to apply the principle of Kavua. Why do I apply the principle of Kavua? Are you with me on this question? In other words, there's still, even after the Shach finished his presentation of the Rashba, I think, still believe that there's an element of ambiguity here. Because if the Rashba, as the Shach would have it, is just simply shifting the suffix from a suffix chanuyos to a case of a suffix chatichos, because here he knows damn well, darn well, pardon the expression, which chanus he went into, so then it's a suffix in the chatichos, then why shouldn't we apply the same rule of kol deparish meruva parish when he goes into the chanus?
I think we should. That's a problem.
No, but I'm just saying that that's the ambiguity of the shach. Of the Rashba. So Lefiati is Daiti, I think what the Rashba is insisting is the following. You may recall, this was about a week ago, that we asked what are the conditions for Kavua. We know that one condition, Lesman de Polig, is Chot V'Oyav, and that is that the Sufik is Nolad B'Mokom Kvius. That's for sure. Is there a second condition? Namely, that there has to be Iser Nikar Bimkomo. We know exactly where the Iser is. And here, Tosfos is of the opinion that unless you can identify the Iser, like in the classical scenario of Teisha Chanus and one Chanus, I know where the Iser is. It's right there. If I cannot point to the Iser, Tosus insists that I cannot apply the principle of Kavua. And that's how Tosus justifies the halacha of Bittel. Because what's the halacha of Bittel? I know that amongst these three pieces of meat, there's one piece of treif of meat. So I apply the principle of Bittel Barov. Midoraisa, even in Mibshenom, you know, but Midorabbanon we require Shishim. If it's Yavish, be Yavish. You know, then it's even Midorabbanon you can apply the principle of Bittel Barov. How can I apply the principle of Bittel Barov? It's called Kavu Kemechzal Mechzadami. So Tosus answers because Eino Iser Nikar Bimkomo, and there's a second condition to Kavua. The Rashba apparently holds that on one level, which I'll explain in a minute, on one level, I drop the condition of Nikar Bimkomo, and even if it's Eino Nikar Bimkomo, I'm going to apply the principle of Kavua. Meaning, if I go into this store, knowing full well, though the word is out, that there's treif of meat in that store, I cannot apply the principle of Bittel Barov. I'm going to rather apply the principle of Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzadam. It's only when I went ahead and I purchased the meat, and then I find out, lo and behold, that there's meat mixed into that store, then I have the right to say Nimtza and call the parsh Meruva parsh. What? But as long as I see the Tarovas in front of me, if I put my hand into that Tarovas, then I apply the principle of Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzadam.
Why do I define that store as a Vada Treif? It's a Sufik Treif.
When you say it's a Sufik treif, I know that this treif of meat in the store.
There's kosher meat as well.
Correct.
So the definition of that store is not vadai treif.
Well, no. As we said before, the Sufik is not in the chanuyos at all. The Sufik is in the chatichos. He knows which chanus he went into. He knows that that chanus has 90% of its meat is kosher, but there's one piece of treif of meat.
But you're trying to say the Rashba there would agree with the Ra'ah.
What I'm saying is that the Ra'ah's principle, according to Rashba, doesn't operate in this case. The whole Chiddush of the Ra'ah was that if the Safek is Bechanuyos, he doesn't know which store he went into, then we're going to go to Mafrei, Gloy Milsa Mafrei, and we're going to say, well, wait a minute, the moment you stepped out of the store, again, unbeknown to you, there was a Safek which store you went into. If we would only know, then clarify which store you went into, everything is crystal clear. Oh, that the Rashba is willing to accept, so insists the Shach. However, the Rashba wants to say that if the man knows which store he went into, and therefore we shift the suffix from the Chanuyos over to the Chatichos, in that case, we can apply the principle of Kol Parish Meruba Parish. But then the Rashba adds the following condition. He says, Bamed Marahu, that's only Mikan, and that's only in terms of Lamafreya, meaning we're not going to go back to the original frame, you know, of an hour ago or a day ago when you went into the store, and therefore we can assume now that this piece of meat that you bought came from the rove, and that's called nimtza and called the parsh meruba parsh. But if mikanal abba, you want to go into the store, the Rashba says that in this case we're going to apply the principle of kavua. Why? If the Rashba just finished telling us that we've shifted the suffix from chanuyas to chatichos, my high. Why can't I go into the store now and say kol de parish meruba parish, because I know that rove of the meat in the store is kosher meat? Ella, what are you going to tell me? I know which store I went into, so what? Either of them. If I know which store we went into, I neutralize the suffix in Chanuyos, and I should apply the suffix in the Chaticha. So apparently the Rashba holds like that, that if I go into the store now, then I have to ask myself, well, which chaticha did I take it from? I don't know which chaticha is treif and which chaticha is mutter. So my suffix is now chal. What was my lekicha, if you pardon the phrase? That's not a good phrase to use, because usually the word lekicha means where did I buy it from? So that's not good. Where was my netila? I don't know what word you want to use to substitute, so we shouldn't be confused. Did I take from the treif or did I take from the kosher meat? Oh, says the Rashba, now I have a problem. Why? Because now I can't apply the principle of parish. If nimtza, it's not nimtza. You can't say, well, I found a piece of meat, so to speak, where did it come from? And say that in this case, I'm not going to apply the principle of l'mafreya, because the suffix is not in chanuyos, it's in the chaticha. But in the case where I go into the store and deliberately buy, and at that point, my suffix is, did I take from the isur, that I take from the heter? At that point, each piece of meat is kavua b'mkomo. Again, Tosus would say, well, forget about kavua because it's not nikar. I don't know which, I can't identify the piece of meat. Apparently, the Rashba is operating at least on that. I want to add that maybe the Rashba could agree with Tosus on a Doraisa level, that on a Doraisa level, there's a condition of Nikara Isur, in addition to Kavua Isur, but on a Drabana level, we're going to suspend the principle of the requirement of Nikara Isur, and we're going to say as long as the meat is Kavua Bimkomo, and I don't know did I take from the kosher meat or not kosher meat, and everything is clear on the table, now I'm asking a question about what I took. If I'm asking my question on what I took from, then those pieces of meat are kavua. And even if you have 100 pieces of kosher meat and only one piece of treifa meat, it doesn't matter. Because kol kavua kemechza al mechza dom. So in a funny sort of sense, the Rashba does seem to argue with the Ra'ah. What do I mean? The Ra'ah is going to say the following, my friend, be consistent. If you're telling me that now going into the store, it's kavua, then even if you went into the store a day ago, and now you want to know about the piece of meat, you should still apply the principle of kavua. Because the Rashba says that when it's kavua, we always say, Iglai Milsa, we go back to ask the original question, the latest asam, we go back to the root of the suffix. In the case of the Rashba, if the Rashba insists that when I go into the store and I take a piece of meat, that's called kavua, and therefore it's asur, and it's irrelevant if 99% of the meat is kosher, then now the Ra'ah should jump up, and he should say the same din should apply even if you were unaware of the treif at the time you went in, and now you know an hour after you bought it and you put it on your table, you're about to turn on the flame and cook it, you find out that there's a piece of treif of meat in that store, then we should go back to the latest asafik. And the latest asafik, and this the Rashba agrees with, is which piece of meat did I take it from? Each piece of meat is kavua bimkomo. Now, if each piece of meat is kavua bimkomo, then when I go into the store and I take a piece of meat, the Rashba says I have to apply the principle of Kemetzal Metzal Dami, then why not apply the Rashba then, even in the case where he went into the store yesterday? The question is, where did he take the meat from? Did he take the meat from this pile or from that pile? You know, from the Trefa or the Kosher? No, if that be the case, Kol Kavur Kemetzal Metzal Dami. So I'm just pointing out that there is an ambiguity here, because the Rashba on the one hand seems to accept the principle of the Ra'ah, of what I call the latest Asafik is the determining factor, but only when the Safik is in the Chanuyos. When the Safik shifts over to the Chatichos, then all of a sudden he drops the ball on the Ra'ah, if you follow what I mean.
What's the Chatichos? The Chatchira is I bought yesterday.
Right.
And we didn't know what it was, so now I can check it. It goes according to the rule. But the Chatchila, I can't. I go back into that store. Right. Why don't I say the next day all the treif in that store is bottle with all the kosher? Then that store becomes.
That's the question that I can't answer. So that's the ambiguity.
That's the lechatchila. I can't consider. I can't be mavatil lechatchila all the treif in that store. And
so if we go back to the mechaber, maybe, you know, the mechaber, if you recall, confused us. I told you to put it in brackets, but he wrote afilu chaticha real is kavet. And I'm wondering if I don't know.
That's the rule.
I don't know. But you know what that. I retract what I just said. You know, I thought I had an idea, but I thought I had an einfall, but it's not correct what I just told you. It's not correct. Okay, Rabosai, let's see. We have a few minutes left, maybe 15 minutes left. Let's see if we could see the Ran. Aval Ran Kosav, you have it? The Perek Gidan Noshe. Okay, in my edition, you have to turn the page here because the Shach is spread out. Akavua, the Teisha Chanuyos, means he tells you exactly where to find the Ran. Vizelishona. Kosva Atosus, the Lomikri Kavua, Elek Shahoyo Ha'isur Noda, Kodim Shalokach. We don't have this Tosus, by the way. He says we have to know about the Isur before he went into the store. That's against the Ra'ah, because the Ra'ah says even if he doesn't know about the Isur, nevertheless we're going to apply Kavua. Aval imlo noda isa b'shasha lokach, achal pisha liakar shalokh nizgalish ha'isur v'nasa kavua lo amrinin de lehevi kavua l'mafreya. So the Ra'ah is being quoted here by the Shach to show you that the Ra'ah, I'm sorry, the Ran is being quoted here by the Shach to show you that the Ran is a head-on collision with the Ra'ah explicit in scenario number two, meaning he went into a store. He finds out later on that one of the stores in this whole city is selling trade for meat. He doesn't remember which store he went into. So we're going to apply them, my friend. No. Says the Ran, we don't apply them, my friend. I put on blinders, and I say to myself, well, now I have a piece of meat. I'm going to ask about this piece of meat. Aye, the latest I saw figures, which store did you go into? He says, lo, I'm reading the heavy kavul, my friend. He says, "Venafkimino, lemisha lokach bosim and amakolin v'acherkach noda shahoisa treifa beinei." This is already the Rashba's scenario. This shari, everything is muta. If we go back to the latest asofeg, you can't. You're not allowed to take one piece of meat out of this mixture and say ro, because then it's kavua. The came and the b'shasha lokach. Lo avi kavua. What do you mean lo avi kavua? You didn't know it was there. The din kavua shehi kemechzal mechza chidushu. This reminds you, Sammy, the sugi that we learned earlier today with regard to zroa v'sheila chidushu. The elech abo el mishas chidusho the elech klomem mishanasa kavua avlam afreya lo. The chiddush only applies from the moment it's kavua. But lemafreya, meaning when the suffix is nolad in prisha outside the kavius, then we don't say, well, wait a minute, let's go back and apply the principle of kavua. Kavua is a chiddush. And kavua lemafreya, chiddush lemafreya, lo amrina. So I have to tell you, Rabosai, this Ran reminds me of a sugya, which is in two places. It's in Makis and in Bava Kamma, in Eidim Zomu. Because the Gemara says the following. This is Rava's sheet. Abai disagrees. It's one of Yalkagam that we pass like Abai against Rava. But Rava's point is the following. Why do we believe the second pair of Eidim? They say Mono Eidim. The first pair of Eidim say, go fly a kite. We weren't with you on 9th and 16th Street. We were at the sign of scene of the Quran. So it's Trey. You know, Mayu Mahay Eidim Mahay Eidim. The answer is Chiddush. The Torah says, we believe the second pair of Eidim. The Ramban racks his brains to come up with some logic. I can't tell you that I ever understood the Ramban. So the Gemara says, the Chiddush is we don't say Lemafreya. What does it mean? Let's say these Eidim, from the time that they testify on the Eidus that's going to be Muzam, since then, a month went by, and they gave 1,000 testimonies in different cases, in different courts. Now, a month later, we find out Imono Yisim on a testimony they gave a month ago. Logically, we should say that all the Eidus that he gave, because the Torah believes the second pair of Eidim Mazim, everything is possible. No. Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, and we don't apply it l'mafreya. Here also, the Ran is saying, the whole deal of Kavua is a Chiddush. There's a 90% chance that what you bought was kosher. You went into the kosher thing. Torah says a Chiddush. Kol Kavua Kamechtas. Eim l'chabola mishas Chiddush ha-melech. We're not going to apply l'mafreya. You know, it's really, the Ran is logically correct. And I don't think the Ran doubts the logic of the logic of the Ran is compelling. But not in the case of Kavua. Kavua is a Chiddush. We have no clue in the world why Kavua operates. I once tried to say a Svara Kavua, but it makes no sense at all. I said to myself, where did he go into? Either he went into a kosher butcher shop or a trefer butcher shop. It's irrelevant how many butcher shops there are, right? If he's buying for his dogs, he's going to go and get the cheap meat. You know, it's like, but that doesn't work at all. Because the Gemara says that even if you see an animal going in, it still is kavua. And there, the animal doesn't know the difference between the 9 and the 10, it's not kavua. Trust me, kavua is a chiddush. Says the Ra'or, let's apply the logic and go back to the latest Hasafek. We know that when you went into the store, either you went into this store or that store, that's kavua. And therefore, my freya, we should apply. Comes along the Ran and he says, no. Kavua is a chiddush. And we don't apply the principle of l'mafreya. But keep in mind that in the presentation of the shach, the Rashba in the middle, sandwiched in between the Ra'ah and the Ran, agrees with the Ra'ah. And therefore, in a case where I don't know which store I went into, but at the time all the stores were ki'ilu b'cheskes k'sherim, we're going to apply the principle of kavua against the Ran. Because the Ran is going to insist in that case, kavua l'mafreya l'amrin, and the Rashba is on the same team as the Ra'or. Where does the Rashba, again according to the Shach, not disagree with the Ra'or, but where does he say that there's an exception to that rule? That's the case where the Suffolk is not in the Chanuyos, but rather in the Chatichos. And now we're ready for the Pre-Chodesh. Now the Pre-Chodesh in my edition is in the back. I'm hoping it's the same in yours. I wrote down on this page exactly where this pre-chodesh is in my edition. Just one second. No. Just one second. Where is the pre-chodesh? Come on. It's Sifkat Yud Gimel. How are you, Brian? Have a seat. You'll hear the end of my shiur. You never know what might sink in, especially with all the scandals in kashrus these days. Okay. Oh. Pre-chadosh is Sif Kat Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud.
Isn't it not in the back? Isn't it over here? Isn't it over here?
I'd like to.
No, but there's like a turn page over.
You have it? Pre-Chodesh?
Kuf Yud.
So here it's on page Tav Resh Vav, but that's not going to help you one iota. Teisha Chanuyos. Now this Pre-Chodesh is gigantic. It goes on and on, but I'm just interested in a paragraph that starts V'achshav. So if you find the pre-chodesh, there should be one paragraph that starts to be optional. And if you don't find it, so maybe you could just listen about Peh, because we're a little bit in a time pressure. The original pre-chodesh, Yud Gimel, should say Teisha Chanuyos. Okay, and then he has a few paragraphs. One of them starts Vim Tomar, that's the second paragraph. We're in the third paragraph, which is V'Akshav. He says, Akshav Ovo Levayr Din Teisha Chanuyos V'Zel Shona Rashba. So it's interesting. He starts with the Rashba. The Shach had started with the Rashba. Oh, he starts with the Rashba. Misha Lokach Basar. And by the way, he's quoting the Rashba verbatim. Misha Lokach Basar Menu Akulin. V'afilu Chaticha Riul Is Kabe. V'akach Nimtze Is Trefa Menu Akulin. V'lo Noda Chaticha Is Trefa Ben Shar HaChatichos. Right, so we're talking about a suffix in the chatichos. V'yesham chatichos aruyus l'skabe. V'yeni yodea me'ezel lokach min ha'trefa o min ha'ksheros. It's called osam shalokhu kfar. Those he's already taken min ha'makulim. Kodem shenolda sheyesham suffix trefa or vari trefa mutaros. Lufi shalo noda iser el la'achar shepirish. Right? Ukshaboli elu b'suffix pirish bola. Came called the parish. Meruba Parish, Vahinu Sefer the Brice of the Ketoni Nimtza, Halach Achar Haro. And then he writes, Vihisig Olaf Hara'ah. In other words, in this very case, according to the Pre-Chodosh, there's a Machlokashi, the Ra'ah, and the Rashba. It's not like the presentation of the Shach, where fundamentally we start with the Ra'ah, and the Shach claims that the Rashba accepted the Ra'ah, where you didn't know which store you went into. Here you don't know where you know, which piece of meat you took. And on that, there's a hasogah of the Ra'ah. In other words, whereas the Rashba is willing to say, well, wait a minute, now I have a piece of meat on my table, and I'm going to ask myself the question, what's the nature of that meat? And I'm going to say it was porridge from the Rov. That's going to be the shita of the Rashba. The Ra'ah is going to say, wait a minute, go back to the original Leidas HaSafek. When you went into the store, unbeknown to you, there was trefa in the store. Which piece of meat did you take? That's called kavua. He's the goal of Ra'ah. And he writes, Niver mi dibre achacham. Okay, the Ra'ah doesn't even identify the Rashba. He calls him a chacham. Shem hayu be'ir zeh eser chanuyus mukzakas lanu kulan bevasa shchuta v'lokach me'echem hem v'eni yodeh me'ezehi v'yakach nisbar lanu she'echem me'achanuyus elu basa devela harei mashal lokach mutar t'vishah shenola l'asofi kvar pirsha v'azlina basa ruma. So he's accusing the Rashba of saying that in my scenario, the Ra'ah scenario, where you didn't know that one of the stores was selling trefa, the Rashba is going to say, well, you already bought the meat, it's parish, it's nimtza, and called the parish meru parish, it's mutter, because it came for the roll. The Rashba, in fact, according to the Shach, never said such a thing. He would have accepted the Ra'ah's premise in that case, that we go back to the original latest asav, you don't know which store you went into, and called the parish, it's called kavua, kemetzal mechzedon. He says, the agav churfe omra. The Ra'ah accused the Rashba of saying it in a moment of charifus, like he didn't think it out. Velesa, but it's completely wrong. Heavy language here of the Ra'ah against the Rashba. Delodamian klap. Deilu benimtza deazlina basa ruba sofik no lano al shazu al chaticha zu. Because we know exactly where the chanuyos ksheros are. And we know, therefore, where to find the kosher meat. We know where the trefa store is, and we know where the trefa meat is. And what? We don't know where it came out of. So the suffix is nolad on the chaticha. Is suffix shal leho on the chaticha yishal zu? And there we have to say kol the parsh meruva parsh. I will bosa shenikach min achanuyos. But if you buy meat from the stores, be odem shakul beches except kashin is bar shachas min achanuyos asura. Ain told us that Sufik shall shah zu. The Sufik is not Noah now at this moment, but told us that Sufik is not mitzarasma on the chaticha, el mitzad breras achanuyos, shen is bar achshav, sha'achas mehen asura. When we talk kach, Noah ba'a ha'sufik, al osa shah shehi pirsha. The Sufik in truth goes back to the moment in which he took it out of the store, bi'ad alokeach lehen, and therefore kol kavua kechefza al metzadomi. Ad kan l'shon ha'ra'o. Veheshiv harashbal zeh. So you know, the Pri Chodesh is very helpful because he gives us the whole back and forth. The Yishak Levitaria. B'mishmeres habayis shelo al chanus echad mocheres bosan avelu biyodua amra. He says, I never said it about the case that you had in mind that I said it, namely, where you know that there's, now we know that there's one store that's selling treifa meat. The afal pisha zelo yada, even though he didn't know, sheyesh kanachas mokas basa nevela, kevan shalokach mishomina kavua lokach, and therefore, it's called kavua kemetz al mesed. Obviously, you're accusing me with a false accusation. There's a blood libel here. The case that I was dealing with was a case of a sofik of afil vaday treifa liachar shalokah shezel lo nolad one of imakolin al liachar shekana. In this case, I'm not willing to say lamafreya and go back to the original state in which he went in liachar shapirish nolad a sofik, because it really wasn't kavur to begin with, right? It was a mixture of different pieces of meat in that store. And a suffix one of them lock up when a tray for a mutter, the Zavi Nimta, the Maishno Mitesha Kanuyos, the Vare Misha Lokak Mina Kavua Lokach, Elishalo Nolan, one of a suffix Biodo Kavua. He says, what about Tesha Kanuyos, the classical case? Somebody went into the store, he doesn't give the example that I gave, when a dog went into the store, dragged out a piece of meat. One human being went into the store, we don't know which store he went into. Ella, Nola de Safek, Bipirish. And therefore we say called the Parish Beruva Parish. So it comes out that according to the Pri Chodesh's presentation, the Rashba really does disagree with the Ra'ah. And the Ra'ah would have been Machmir in both cases, even in the case where we find out that there's some Trefa being sold here, and we go back to the original Safek, you don't know where you bought it from. And that's called Kol Kavua, which the Rashba would say, no, this is a case of Nimta. But according to the Pri Chodesh, the Ra'ah accused the Rashba of disagreeing, even in the case of a Sofek Bechanuyos, where he didn't know about the Sofek till now. But La Halacha Lamaisa, the Rashba seems to accept that point of the Ra'ah, but there's a vehement machlokas here about the case of Laka. And to some extent, my sympathy is with the Ra'ayah, because there is a certain ambiguity in the Rashba. Because if the Rashba agrees that I can't go into the store now and take from this Tarovis because it's Kavua, then l'chore we should activate the logic or the principle of the Ra'ayah. Let's go back, in the case where he already bought it, let's go back and ask the original Sofik, where did you take it from? Did you take it from here or take it from there? Okay, Rav Moshe, we'll stop here. So, believe it or not, my next shiur, which I don't know when it'll be, because I'm always confused about how to. I'm juggling two things, because on the one hand I want to learn Chulin, on the other hand I want to learn Yoredeya, because I have to wear two hats over here. My original plan here was to choose these limudim so that we would connect our limud with the kolel, you know, because I'm learning Masechta Brachos, and the kolel is not interested at all. So I said a shiur today on a sugya of somebody who left out Yal V'Yavo in Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, whether he goes back, he doesn't go back, Eim HaKadosh L'Chodesh Malayla. And I'd like to believe that my chevra are oriented in the sugya after the shiur today, but if I would talk to one of the members of the Kohel about this, they don't know beans about it. No, I mean to say they could say a Boitzvara, but they're not... So for about a year or so, this was my situation, where I was teaching brachas, and they were learning whatever they're learning, and the low carb sales I call a lot. All right, it's good.
Okay, I will not see you for
Fargus and Tehei.
Chakosh
v'Sameach.
We're going to Italy for a week after.